Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Sean Stone is here, our cultural correspondent, here to tell us what's happening in area stages and screens. He's our good friend, and we welcome him. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good, Joe.
It's good to have you. Let us begin with what you have seen. We were talking that this film was coming up. We were excited. You have now seen it.
It's very entertaining. It's a documentary. Mike Wallace is here, and it's a nice, compact, about 95 minutes, and it just covers his whole career, slam bang, lots of clips, him interviewing everyone from Eleanor Roosevelt to Ayatollah Khomeini. There's even, I didn't even know this existed, apparently there was an episode of the Jack Benny Show in the 50s, you know, when Wallace was like really like doing he was doing the show Night Beat.
Yeah.
And he was striking the terror into everyone's hearts. It's like Jack Benny has a nightmare and he wakes up and he's on Mike Wallace's show.
He was around. He was the guy. Yeah.
And it's fun because the movie begins and ends with one of the late interviews he did, and it's with Bill O'Reilly, and you can just tell he just doesn't care for Mr. O'Reilly.
No. Yeah.
No.
He was not one to suffer fools gladly.
No, and at one point someone asked him, so do you think the country's getting better or is it getting worse? And he's like, oh, the country's getting worse. Yeah. Of course. What are you, an idiot?
What's wrong with you? Of course it's getting worse. That is out of the documentary. Mike Wallace is here. Then there's all kinds of things going on for these last days of summer before kids all go to school.
Yeah, there's some kids' theater going on at the Cohoes Music Hall in Cohoes. It's Park Playhouse Tykes. They're doing a new production of Winnie the Pooh. That's today and tomorrow at 2 p.m. Friday night at the Egg, Albany Berkshire Ballet's production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, which apparently has been redone with new choreography, but it's that same wonderful music by Mendelssohn. Friday, Saturday at 8, Sunday at 7 at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs, the legendary Doc Severinsen and his band, the San Miguel Five.
We had him on yesterday. He's 92 years old. He is amazing.
He looks great.
Yeah, he looks great. He sounds great. He is just very excited to come to Saratoga to play the horses and do his act, the show.
And play a nice small, intimate room. You
a
know,
very
Cafe
nice,
Lena.
Small, intimate room. He's just the best. So, yeah, good.
And then we have at the Century House Historical Society in Rosendale, Saturday at 3 p.m., it's Mama Lama y Andes Manta. This is Andean music sort of fused with world music. It's supposed to have a very spiritual dimension, and it's a nice thing to do on a Saturday afternoon. And then completely at the other end of the spectrum, Saturday night at SPAC, it's the farewell tour for the legendary Kiss. Mm. That will be loud and obnoxious and full of fire and nonsense.
Is this the only farewell tour? Has there been another farewell tour?
I don't think they've done that.
Okay.
I know The Who has done like 7 farewell tours, right, well. But, you know, I think this is, maybe they mean it. Who knows? Also Saturday night in New Lebanon at 8 o'clock, the Tannery Pond Concert Series presents the Miro Quartet, and they're going to play music of Mozart, Schubert, and the contemporary composer Kevin Putz. Saturday at 7 o'clock at Hudson Hall in Hudson, it's the Catskill Jazz Factory, The Spirit of Harlem. The show's going to Europe next, so. Should be a good deal. Saturday night at Mass Mocha in the Hunter Center or Courtyard C, depending on the weather, I believe. North Adams, Mass, it's Chawa. You'll be able to dance to it. Right. And then the intro music we heard coming in is the experimental guitar music of Patrick Higgins. He's going to be at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson on Sunday at 7:30. And then if the weather's nice, you can go see My Fair Lady, the motion picture, in the Capitol Park After Dark film series in West Capitol Park, Albany, next Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Last night they had to move Double Indemnity inside into one of the meeting rooms. You know,
I don't know why that makes me laugh, but it does. I know. We had to move Double Indemnity inside.
Yeah, we had to move it inside. So hopefully the weather will hold and you can see it on that nice big screen. They set it up like right in front of the Smith Building. And they have a couple of food trucks. You got to bring your own chair, but it's a nice thing.
That's very
thing.
Cool. Yeah, that's neat. Well, the weather yesterday was just horrible.
Yes, it was.
Most of the day.
Most of the day.
It was rainy and awful. I been around for a while. I've never seen they closed Washington County Fair yesterday.
Did they really?
Yeah, the whole thing just shut down because, they had storms. And then when we went by last night, it was like a big mud pit. I mean, it'll be better today, but, you know.
Yeah, we've had these crazy storms lately. It's like shut down the food festival.
That's
the plaza.
Not good.
That was depressing. It's like I showed up there at like 5 o'clock, and there's a trooper saying, the event is canceled.
Well.
Oh, okay.
Thankfully, sunny skies, days ahead for all parties involved. All right.
Got a bunch of new movies.
Yep.
The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh, what's that?
That's an indie movie about a guy with Down syndrome who wants to become a professional wrestler. And it co-stars Shia LaBeouf and Dakota Johnson. I like her. Then there's... I'm not going to be mean, but you know what I'm saying.
I think you made it clear, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. The documentary David Crosby, Remember My Name, which just looks very entertaining because he's just up front about what a jerk he was and how he's alienated everyone in his life.
You know, you said right here, did I say a weird story about how I ended up bringing him to the doctor's office? I don't know. Anyway, but too long to get into right here. But we were out here and somebody said, oh, you know, we met you a couple of years ago. And he said, oh, was I a jerk to you? And then went, no. And he goes, oh, because I was to most people.
Yeah, and it's funny. He still sounds the same. He's like, yeah, man. You know, it's like Roger McGuinn does this great imitation of him, which is really funny. And he sounds exactly the same as he sounded for the last 40 years. Then we have, on a much more serious note, documentary, One Child Nation, which is an examination of China's one-child policy, which apparently is incredibly wrenching. In her review, Manola Dargis in the New York Times basically said she cried all the way through it. And then there is... Angel Has Fallen because, for some reason, Jared Butler has a franchise as a Secret Service agent. I don't get it, but fine.
Good for him.
Good for him. He's saving Morgan Freeman in this one.
We're out of time, but you know, my wife woke me up to this question this morning. Do you know who the highest paid actor right now is?
No.
The highest paid actor.
No idea.
From June of last year to June of this year. Highest paid actor.
No idea.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay.
Sean, it's always great to have you with us.
Nice to be here.
Want that to just sift in for a second.
There you go.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.